One was quite old, and the other was quite young, and so beautiful that the sun and moon alike fought to touch his cheek. But they were lost in a harsh winter storm and frozen to the bone. Eventually, they came across an abandoned hut on the mountainside, crawled inside, and slumping onto the icy floor, they embraced sleep. Outside, the wind changed. The screeching dulled to buzzing whispers, and then she appeared. The people who lived in those mountains called her Yukiona. She was impossibly tall, a pillar of white, unmoving robes. Only her coal-black hair wriggled, framing her round face and drawing attention to her equally blackened lips. Towards the hut she glided, a slight smile dancing on her lips, for she was quite hungry, and here were two warm meals nicely bundled up in their own exhaustion and foolishness. She reached the old man first, and without hesitation leaned down and kissed his lined forehead. Instantly, frost covered his skin, and he was dead. Licking the leftover life off of her lips, she slid towards the other sleeping figure. But at that moment, the moon saw his chance to slip through a crack in the window and illuminate a sliver of the young man's face. Feeling the touch of the moon, he blinked awake and looked straight into the eyes of Yukiona. Much to her surprise, she realized that this young man was so pure and so handsome, she could not have his death on her hands. And so she spoke. "I had every intention of killing you while you slept. But you are as beautiful as the freshly laid snow in the morning, so I will let you live this one time. But you may never tell anyone about tonight. If you do, I will know, and your life will be forfeit." His eyes round with terror, he nodded, and she followed the stream of wind slipping out of the cracks in the walls into the night. Many years passed by from that night. The young man took a wife with bright blue, laughing eyes, and when she asked why he was afraid of the winter snow, he did not tell his secret, and so they lived happily married. More years passed by from that night, and the man and the woman had three children, and when they asked why he would not go into the icy mountains, he did not tell his secret, and so they lived happily as a family. And then one night, his tongue slipped. While talking to his wife, he said, "There is something I must tell you." Her blue eyes flashed in the firelight. He continued, "The reason for my fear of snow and ice, oh, my love, all that fear. I met the ghost, Yukiona, once when I was very young. She was the one who killed my father, but she allowed me to live. Oh, for years the fear has burdened my heart." He looked up into his beloved's face and was met with that of Yukiona. Those blue eyes he had adored so much had frozen over. Her soft lips had blackened into the pucker that had stolen his father's life. He had been married all those years to a ghost and had just doomed himself. Voice full of torture rage, she said, "I thought you had learned to keep your wagging tongue still. Since you cannot, you must now pay. For the love I used to feel for you, and for the lives of our three children, I will spare your worthless life. But you must live without the joy of a wife. And if you take another or abuse our children in any way, you will feel tiny licks of ice slowly crawling through your lungs and your heart. Then you will surely die." And with that, a furious gale of wind threw the front door open, and she was gone. And he was left shivering in the corner, alone and afraid, but still very much alive.